This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, Don. So Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports.
Is this a multi-rounder or is this
seventh
a
mock draft?
It's just one. It's just one.
All right, here we go.
The Giants trade up. They get Cam Ward number one.
Okay.
Abdul Carter goes two to the Cleveland Browns. Then you get Travis Hunter at three to the Titans after they traded back. You get some defensive linemen off the board early. Mason Graham goes five. McMillan goes nine.
Did Shedeur Sanders go six?
I notice I didn't say his name yet.
Come on, Pony. You know this man knows his craft.
I would have mentioned Shedeur Sanders if he got selected.
Oh, I think I know where this is headed.
Creeping into the teens. Still no Shedeur Sanders. Tyler Warren goes to the Bengals, though, by the way.
I would hate that for us and love that for them.
Luther Burden goes to the Bucks at 19.
Oh, no.
Ashton Jeanty goes to the Broncos at 20, right before the Steelers.
If I were going to make a bet on any non-top five pick, like player and team, and bet actual money today that it's going to happen, I would bet Jeanty to the Broncos with a decent amount of money.
Yeah, anyway. I guess Peyton seems to...
Peyton's completely infatuated with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. That's getting a lot
about
of
to
those
guess
dots
the exact
getting
opposite.
Connected. A lot of those... Well, here, really quick, you want a nerd stat? They had the best blocking win rate for their O-line in the whole league, and they were not that good of a running team because their backs actually sucked. So if you put a guy on that roster who's a good back, theoretically they would have just eaten him up last year.
All right.
1,800 yards.
Here we go, drum roll.
And now we get to pick number 21.
I already know where this has to be going.
It's about to get really interesting, and it may catch you by surprise. Because the Steelers don't select a defensive lineman. They don't select a wide receiver. It is Jahdae Barron, the corner from Texas. And then at number 22, the Cleveland Browns trade up with the Chargers, and they take Shedeur Sanders.
If you bait and switch the hell out of me.
Well, hold on a second.
I thought this was going to be Sanders to the Steelers.
If Sanders fell to the Steelers at 21, they should absolutely take him under the Aaron Rodgers fell late into the first round and hope that he's Aaron Rodgers and not Brady Quinn way of looking at it. You take swings at quarterback. If someone that was thought to be a top five pick falls to you at 21... You go for it, given your quarterback
positional
situation.
Positional value and everything else comes into play.
So that would be... We've had people say the Steelers don't really like Sanders or Ward that much, but if they took a friggin' first-round corner over him...
That would be...
I would lose it.
The acquisition cost, the opportunity cost, becomes so much lower there. That's how you have to look at these things, almost in economic terms, man. I'm on record as saying I think he's a very accurate passer. I think he does some nice things. I do not think he will end up being a good NFL quarterback. I don't think Deion would come in here and be chirping at Tomlin. I think there's too much respect there. So I don't think it would be super dramatic from that perspective. unless it went really sideways really quickly on the field. But as much as I would have so many reservations, Pony's right. If you could get that player at 21,
the chance has to be taken.
Unless, hold on. There are people who said he and Cam Ward wouldn't have even cracked last year's top six. Like, might have been better than the Pickett class, were better than the Pickett class. But, like, then you have to say, okay, if they are quarterback 7 and 8 in last year's class, are they really first-round caliber players? Maybe not.
He did not have a good offensive line at Colorado. I think he's a good pocket quarterback. I think he's got a high floor and a low ceiling. I think best case scenario is Matt Ryan in the NFL.
You know why that's so weird? I think you're right, but
it's
you know what?
MVP.
True, and should have been a Super Bowl champion.
That's why I said best case scenario.
What's so weird though about him is I think because of who his dad is and how spectacular of an athlete his dad was, people are surprised to hear Pony kind of talk about him in sort of a similar vein as people talk about Pickett.
Dion has said that. He said he's more like Tom Brady than Lamar Jackson.
He is.
Right.
He's a scrambler the way Mahomes is. He is in no way, shape, or form an actual runner. Dion has made fun of both of his sons and said they got their speed from their mom's side. That's why they're not as fast as me.
All right, everybody. It's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.